Hey, what's going on, everybody? This your boy Reggie Haynes from the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Got another special episode for you guys today. Have a special guest. He's a great friend of mine, one of my best friends. I talk about him all the damn time. But you guys are going to hear his voice loud and clear. Phenomenal athlete, and he is a phenomenal entrepreneur. Without further ado, I would like to bring on my special guest, all the way out there from Atlanta, Mr. Gary Harmon. Hey, Gary, how you doing today, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Reg? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Glad to have you on the show, man. It's definitely a pleasure to speak to you and get your insight on a lot of topics because we're going to touch on a lot of stuff today. But for those people out there that don't know you, man, why don't you, you know, tell the audience a lot about yourself?
Well, I'm from Atlanta, Atlanta, Georgia. Me and Reggie played football together at Bacon College in Oklahoma. Played DB. Previous before that, went to Georgia Southern. Studied exercise science there. And as Reggie said, I'm an entrepreneur, opening up a gym pretty soon in Atlanta and are in the works of two other multiple businesses, really probably releasing within the next year, 1 to 2 years. So very excited about those things. Instagram, at handle is grindcamp. Twitter is POA_athlete. And the business account for Twitter is 1grindcamp.
Gotcha, man. Now that's phenomenal that you say that. So you're opening your own gym soon, right? Now my question is that you're a personal trainer. How tough is it to be a personal trainer nowadays? Like, what are the pros and cons, basically, of being a personal trainer, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, the biggest pros, I would say, of being a personal trainer in today's society is really, like, when you have a certain heart, type of heart posture for people and helping others, and you're very passionate about fitness.
Yeah.
You just love to see people transform, you know. A lot of times I know for me personally, and I can't speak for other trainers, but for me, my transformations extend far beyond the physical of someone's transformation. It's normally their mental state, their tenacity towards life, and just their attitude. You know, a lot of that transforms while a person is with me. So for me, I think one of the biggest pros of being a personal trainer is not the money. It's not any of those things. It's just genuinely being able to see people transform into what they initially said that they wanted to grow into and manifest into. And
gotcha.
I think one of the biggest cons of being a personal trainer in this day and age is one, is the field is so saturated. And what I mean by saturated is not that it's a lot of trainers out there, but it's not a lot of good practices out there, I'll say.
Gotcha. Are you talking about the techniques, right? Gee, like some people, like you'll be watching personal trainers and you'll be like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not how you do that certainly. Or what do you?
It's that, and then it's the substance of what they're doing. In terms of just from like speaking to, and the thing is, I've had clients come to me from other trainers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to get you a quick result. Like you say you want to drop 10 pounds, 20 pounds, and we're going to get you that as quick as possible. And that's one of the things that, you know, has grown into this society that's, you know, such an issue is, everything, we want it fast. We want everything fast. We want it to happen very fast. Being a lot of things take time, man. Being great takes time. Like you want to be legendary. You want, you know, a certain physique. You want a certain anything. It's gonna take time. And you know what we do is that's different from a lot of other personal trainers or a lot of other gyms. Is we actually teach you.
Yeah.
We literally teach you how to eat and what to eat and when is the best time for you to eat certain things. Not that there's a certain time that you should stop eating or that you should start eating, but certain times, like certain meals are better post-workout and certain meals are better pre-workout.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of things like that. Like, for example, we don't do meal plans. You know, I can come up with you. I can do a meal plan for you for Monday through Sunday. But when you're done working out with me, what did you learn besides how to follow a meal plan?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We really just go by teaching you what to eat, what not to eat, what to stay away from, how to be able to fit it into your lifestyle and not really make you feel so restricted.
That's smart. That's smart, bro. Because I was watching a TV show and there was this, I don't like celebrities, but there was this lady on there who used to be an ads person for Jenny Craig. And she did this years ago, lost a lot of weight. And then you see her recently and she barely posted pictures on Instagram because to her and a lot of other people, she looks very disgusting. So I believe wholeheartedly what you're saying. A lot of people do want quick results. And sometimes when they get them, they go back to their old ways. So it's like while getting quick results, they really don't take the time in order to, you know, to like mold themselves into basically really, really being committed to, you know, what it takes in order to stay that way forever or for a long time. Because I know for a fact, like a lot of elder people I've seen a lot of, and I'm like, man, like what happened? Like, you know, you were always fit, you know, when you were younger, and then, you know, they get older and you're like, dang, like I want to be fit, you know, for the rest of my life. But I know there's a lot of people that what you eat eventually it always catches back up to you, or what you do in the past always catches up to you, especially when it comes to your body. So I just tell people all the time, man, hey, listen to my boy G. He ain't steering you wrong. This dude is a fitness guru. And he will definitely lead you guys right. So you guys be on the lookout for his gym opening soon. And if you guys would like to contact him, he's already gave you guys the handles of how to contact him if you are out there in Atlanta and you are looking for a new personal trainer. But we're going to get back right back to, you know, talking to my boy G, but we're going to take a quick sponsor break and we'll be back in the GIF on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. And we're back on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Got my special guest, Gary Harmon. Before I bring him back on, I want to say thanks to all of the listeners. Should have said that earlier, but thanks to all of you guys for the love and support that you guys have been showing the Reggie Haynes Podcast all the way from day one. Much love and respect to all of you guys, and I hope you guys are enjoying this show as much as I am right now, because I got my boy Gary Harmon on. He's talking about personal training. He's talking about what's going on in today's society, and he's also talking about his own endeavors out there in Atlanta. All right. Now, Gary, I got another question for you, man. As far as being a personal trainer and trying to build your own gym, I know it can get tough at times. Has there ever been a time to where you wanted to throw in the towel? And if so, what motivated you to keep going?
I personally wanted to throw in the towel several times, actually, man. I threw in the towel actually not too long ago, probably about 3-4 months ago. You know, I was praying and praying and praying and, you know, just seeking God and just trying to figure out, man, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, is this really it? Because there's nothing coming from it. But it's in those moments where you just got to get back up when you don't want to. You got to keep pushing when you don't want to. And that's when the breakthrough is going to come through. That's when your blessing is going to come through. Like, you just got to keep pushing, like get back up when you don't want to get back up. Like when you just don't see it happening, when you don't know where it's going to come from, that's when you have to actually get back up. And what helped me keep going was the fact that I know that there's people out there that need what I have, that need me, that need, you know, a word from me, a message from me, you know, just to be around me, feel my energy. It's people out there that really need me and need what I have on my life. And what really helps me is really, you know, my team. I have a great support system. You know, I have you, Reggie. I have, you know, Shelly, you know, Kiatra. I have a great system, a great foundation of people surrounded me, you know, my bros, Jonathan, Lamont, Ralph. I just have such a great, solid foundation that keeps me uplifted and that prays for me, intercedes on my behalf. And it just really keeps me going when I just feel like, man, I can't push no more. I can't go no more. And it honestly inspires me and motivates me.
Yeah, Gotcha. Gotcha. That's beautiful, man. Now, for all those people listening that obviously are interested in doing or going the same route that you've gone, that you're going down right now, in terms of trying to build your own business, build your own brand, Grind Camp, and you know, be a personal trainer, all of these endeavors in one man, what would be your best advice to them in terms of how to pursue this? Like, what would be your best advice? Like, as far as trying to get a building, you know, does it take loans? You know, as far as how many team members do you need to have on your team in order to, you know, bring this whole entire project or this whole entire endeavor into fruition?
I would start with a solid foundation of knowledge. And really want to seek knowledge and understand that it's not always good to go the cheaper route in terms of, you know, schooling, and it's not always good to go to the cheaper route in terms of certifications and certificates. Yeah. Certain things are expensive for certain reasons. Now, you know, in terms of teaching, now granted, you know, like my gym and my services, we offer, you know, affordable prices, but at the same time, there are certain programs and certain teachings out there that aren't going to help you. They're not going to give you a solid foundation. So you just have to use your discernment in terms of knowing that, man, this isn't good for me and what I'm trying to do. So you have to first, you know, speak with God and figure out, is this the path that He wants you to go down? That's first and foremost. And then two, figure out, what is your niche? What do I want to do? Because when I first started, I wanted to help so many people. Like, I had such a broad spectrum. I wanted to help fat loss clients. I wanted to help bodybuilders, power lifters, football players, basketball players, you know, track runners. I wanted to help so many different people that I had to, like, literally funnel it down and make it small. Because when you get to certain points in your business, it's going to force you to, you know, make a choice on who are you going to cater to, so to speak.
Yeah.
In layman's terms, for me, you know, we cater to fat loss clients, and because I do online coaching. So we cater towards fat loss clients and people who want to make transformations of their body or get bigger. But we also are able to cater towards athletes. And it may seem like it can still be broad, but we know, based off of the type of people that we're going to be training and the type of people that will be in our gym, based off of the type of equipment we're going to buy. And that's why I say you have to funnel it down, because equipment isn't cheap. You know, unless you have excellent credit and been established in business. And this is just giving you guys some entrepreneurial advice. Like, when you go to the banks and when you go to lenders, they're going to want to see you be in business for 2 to 3 years, making a certain amount of money, and have a certain amount of business credit already established. So if you don't have that, you're not going to get, you know, a bank loan or a loan from a lender. You're not going to get that. And with the way the government has shifted in society now, there isn't any more grants. The only way you can really truly get grants is by being a nonprofit organization. If I could advise any entrepreneur, a young or younger me, so to speak, years ago, I would stack as much of my money as I possibly could, knowing that this is what I want to do. So if it's, you know, if you're in college right now, if you're in high school, I would use school as my hustle to propel me to the next level. Mm-hmm. You may not like school, but be the best at school right now. You know, make them good grades, get those scholarships, because then when you get those scholarships, you get your refund. Don't go blow your refund. Put your refund money up towards your business. Yeah. You know, understand that your business may not be profitable in that first year, but if you save and stack properly your money and your funds and take care of your credit, you'll set yourself up down the line 2 and 3 and 4 years for success.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you guys have heard it here first. I mean, I can't top that. That's advice from the man, Gary Harmon. We're going to take a quick music break on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show, but we will be right back in the gym. You guys stay tuned.
Stop looking at me that way. You better off going away. The love I gave you was a mistake. I've been awake all night just thinking about how you left a grown man abandoned. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man that's without a plan. Just so abandoned.
What is love? I never understood. It's a strong word with a lot of hurt. Same person you lay beside could be the same one to put you in the dirt. We'd argue that we'd make up. Thought it never end till you switched up. Phone ringing, that's him, huh? Got his number saved as your friend. Damn, don't say you love me, it ain't true. I'll never trust, girl, blame you. Now when you're down and lonely, you'll really see who held it down and who had you. Part of time is part of time. Don't play yourself, cause I ain't tripping, boo. One day you'll feel the same way I did when I was.
Just thinking about how you left the grown man abandoned. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man that's without a plan. Who's just so abandoned.
All alone in this big house, all alone, cause my big mouth ain't saying shit that I didn't mean. And you in between, it's like, should I leave? Should I stay? I'm trying to talk to you. You trying to walk away. I'm trying to pull you back. Cause yo, crazy shit, I'm in need of that.
Look around, it's like, where you at?
You got the door locked, I'm finna break it down. Lit, I can't take it now. Wow, these flashbacks are getting crazy now. Sitting down, but I'm falling slow. Talking high, but I'm feeling low. Left alone, but you never know. Left alone, but you never know. Cause I'm
just thinking about how you left the grown man abandoned. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man that's without a plan. Who's just so abandoned.
Emotions change when that trust's gone and nobody's there. If you fell harder, then it take a mirror to see who you are. On the table, liquor on the bar. As time passed, I remained strong. Still scarred, but I held on. I'll never love again, I'm past that. It's just me, respect that. I love you, girl, I really did. Stuck reminiscing, but it's quick to fade. Played too many times, but this ain't a game. And I refuse to give in. So when you hit my line, you'll get declined. All those nights recording, you was with them guys. When I found out, all you did was lie. While I sat there, just thinking about
how you left the grown man abandoned. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man that's without a plan. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man that's without a plan. You left me abandoned while with no shelter now, like a homeless man.
What's going on, everyone? We're back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Got my special guest, Gary Harmon. He's been dropping some heavy gems for all of us out here. How to, you know, basically be your own boss, be your own entrepreneur, be your own person. Gary, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Before I let you go, I got two questions for you. Now, the first one is, in today's society, in your honest opinion, what do you think will make this world a better place overall?
Honestly, I really think we just need more faith. We need more faith, man. We need more people willing to just be selfless and not have that heart posture to say, man, I have to be seen, or, you know, I did this, and understand that it all comes from God, because in the blink of an eye, man, you can be right back on rock bottom. Mm-hmm. And I think once you come to a certain point of humility and understanding that this is all a part of God's plan, this is all what God has ordained to happen, I think the world would be a better place. And I think the world would be set free from a lot of different things when they understand that it's not about religion. It's about your vertical connection with God, man. And just being able to really be in his presence and seek God for yourself, man, and not go off of past doctrines for years and years and years and understand what the grace of God really is. So I think once the world kind of understands that and understands that we are not to fear man by religion or a religious standpoint, and understand that the grace of God is what's going to have your blessings come, is what's going to have, because you can't earn grace, just to put that out there. You can't earn grace. It's something that God freely gives.
Yeah.
So understand that you're already blessed. So I think once the world kind of understands, you know, foundational principles like that, and understand that we are put on earth to help others. So if you're out there saying that I don't trust nobody or this and that and the third, you're operating outside of the will of God. And that's not how God designed us to live. He designed for us to need one another and help one another. And we all have a purpose on this earth, and that's to help one another. And that's to minister God's gospel. So I just want to put that out there, man, that if anyone wants to talk further about that, man, my Instagram is out there.
Plug it in again, G. Plug it in again.
Yeah, at GrindCamp. I'm always open, man, to talk if anybody needs to talk about anything, man. Me and Reggie have conversations that go on for what, man? What, hours?
Three hours. Yeah, man. 3 hours, man. 3 to 4 hours sometimes, man. And it's great what you said, because I know that I'm when it comes to trusting people, I'm big on that. I'm the type of person, and I can't speak for majority of everybody, for the rest of the world, but I know for myself, I'm the type of person to where if I let you in, I'm gonna let you in with open arms. But if you are constantly messing me over and I feel like you are just a bad seed or a bad person in my life, I'm going to tell you about yourself and I'm going to push you out and help you learn your lesson away from me, because I feel like I've done everything in my power and you're trying to like really take a lot of my positive energy. But at the same time, I do agree that there are a lot of good people in this world that are seeking help from those who are obviously trying to give it. But at the same time, I don't want people to think just because we're trying to give help to anybody doesn't mean that we're trying to label ourselves being better than you. No, that's not the case. No man or woman on this earth is better than anybody else. No, that's just a given. So my thing is that at the end of the day, I feel what you're saying, G. We do have to be more trusting in this world. But I think we're going to have to take off the veils, man. We're going to have to take off this programming, because we have so many people that feel like their only purpose in life is to do evil and to be corrupt and to be controlling and just negative, and that's not right. And I feel like when the world starts realizing that we're all phenomenal beings in a world that blinds us from seeing it, I think we got a chance of, you know, just trusting each other and just being open. I remember when I went out there to Atlanta, man, remember we was filming the Grind Camp episode, G, and it was that dude. It was a lot of people that was like really happy and positive, man, and they were just happy. You know, they were just liking what we were doing, and it was just a positive vibe. Have you ever met those people before? I never met them before.
No, never met him before in my life.
You know, it's just that positive energy and, like you said, that grace that attracts one another, man. And I think that's what we need more of in this world. And I'm glad that we got phenomenal people like yourself, my brother, that's actually pushing that message out there to the world. That's what we need more of. And with you in the ranks, it's only going to get better. Last question for you: is there anything that you want to plug in or promote or say before we let you go?
Tonight, I will be heading to University of West Georgia to minister with my brother, Jonathan Driver.
Okay.
Look him up on YouTube and Instagram, Jonathan Driver Ministries. My sis, both of them have foundations together, S&L Foundation. Look them up on Instagram. Their foundation handle is at S&L. Their names are Leandria Holiday and Shakrisha McClain. And also the last one I'm going to plug in is on Instagram at OG Only God is the Instagram handle. That's by Kiatra Dillon. Fire clothing. So I would definitely take a look at those. Hey, I just appreciate you, man, having me on the show, Reg.
Hey, my pleasure, brother. Anytime, man. You guys heard it here first. That was my boy, Gary Harmon. He is an entrepreneur out there in Atlanta. He's doing big things with his personal training and trying to build his gym. And for you guys that want to support him, you guys, please contact him. He's already sent you his Instagram, Twitter handles, all of that. You guys support this man because I think we need more of that in this world. And also for us to just get better as a society. Now, for those that want to support me, on the other hand, you already know how to support me. Go to Anchor if you guys are trying to help us build our own studio in the UK. Our filming studio, we're trying to create our own Hollywood and not feed into the one that's already created. So you guys go to Anchor when you listen to this podcast or many others, and there's a support button below. But other than that, please check us out on Breaker, iTunes, and all of the other media platforms that allow us to be the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show to be on the web. That's it for me, guys. I've had a great time with my man Gary Harmon. I will be back, but for right now, I'm signing off. This has been the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for supporting.